Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I tell you, you ought to give God praise for yet a seeing another day that wasn't promised to us. Yes, you're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by none other than the late Apostle Gloria Cheva Porter, and we thank her for being obedient to the word to start this radio broadcast. So today, as you step out to go about to do your chores, your errands, on your way to work or school, give God a praise today, because he is the one that woke you up this morning. He is the one. There is no other but your creator. I tell you, just give God praise. Amen. And you know how we start this broadcast off. We start this broadcast off with prayer. So come on. Let's draw our minds in today. Just draw our mind in. Just quiet it just enough that you can just pray and spend that time with God. So for those of you that have prayer lists today, as I'm praying, you can pray as well as we touch and agree. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness in those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you, Lord, in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, you know each and every person name by name, O God, and what they're in need of, Lord Father. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, as we touch and agree with them, Lord Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, O God, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord Father. Being able to do, Lord Father, not just for ourselves, Lord, but for others as well, Lord. Father, we thank you and just glorify you, Lord Father. Father, for you're the God that hear all prayers and answer all prayers, Lord. Father, as we learn, Lord Father, never to take nothing and no one for granted, Lord. Father, we're touching and agreeing right now, Lord Father, on these prayers, Lord. We thank you for the prayers that you have already answered. We thank you for the prayers that you're answering right now, Lord Father, as we pray, Lord. Father, we hold before you right now, Lord Father, Miss Evelyn right now, Lord Father. And we plead the blood of Jesus over her mind from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. Father, we speak peace to her mind right now in the name of Jesus. Peace, Lord Father. Father, peace like never before, Lord Father. Father, we come against anything that is trying right now to attack her right now, and we render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Cheryl right now, Lord Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for your renewal strength in her, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for letting her mind, O God, stay upon you, Lord Father. Father, as she begin, Lord Father, this next journey, Lord Father, give her the strength, Lord, for we know, Lord Father, that our strength cometh from you, Lord Father, and that we are nothing without you, O God. Heavenly Father, we hold before you, Prophet, right now. Father, touch Prophet Wright in the name of Jesus. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. Father, we speak continual healing, Lord Father, for you said by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. And we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for touching him right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue, O God, to pray for Jeremy right now, Lord Father, his continual strength, Lord Father. Father, in the road ahead, Lord Father, Father, he will need you like never before, Lord Father. But we thank you, O God, for sparing his life, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for where you have brought him from, Lord Father, to where you're going to take him to, Lord Father. Father, touch his sister and his mother right now, Lord Father. Continue to give them the strength, Lord Father, in you, Lord. Father, touch every doctor, every nurse, Lord Father, every attendant, oh God, that comes in, Lord Father, to that room, Lord Father. Thank you, Lord Father. They have a mind, Lord Father, of you, Lord Father. They have the compassion, Lord Father, of you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we just praise in your name right now, Lord Father. Father, for we know that you're a just and merciful God and that nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for just working it out for him in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Hubert right now, Lord Father. As we plead the blood of Jesus over him, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for his continual healing, Lord Father, of his eye, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for the strength and the belief that he has in you, Lord Father. Father, you say healing is the children's bread. And Father, there is so much, Lord Father, that are sick in their bodies, Lord Father. Father, they need you, Lord Father. They need you like never before, Lord Father. Father, have your way in their lives right now, Lord Father. Father, let them continue to look to the hills where cometh their help, O God. Father, give them the strength that they not give up, Lord Father, but continue pressing on, decreeing and declaring their healing right now in the name of Jesus. Father, those right now that are on dialysis, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Miss Gladys right now, Lord Father. touch her right now, Lord Father. Father, we know, Lord Father, that it takes a lot out of them, Lord Father. So, Father, I ask you, Lord Father, to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate her, Lord Father. Give her peace right now, Lord Father. Give her the strength, oh God, in you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we know, Lord Father, that you can do it for her, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, O God, for that kidney right now, Lord Father. All those, Lord Father, that are in need of some type of organ, Lord Father. Father, we know that you can create one, Lord Father, for them, Lord, that they don't need a donor, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we know, Lord Father, that you can make that donor be right there in place, Lord Father. Father, however you decide, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for your will being done in their lives right now, Lord. Father, we hold before you Kevin right now, Lord Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father. We thank you right now as we speak to his spine, and we say, spine, line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. Every muscle, Lord Father, every vein, every blood cell right now, Lord Father. We speak right now, Lord Father, to those legs right now. And Father, we thank you for just moving on his behalf, Lord Father. Touch right now from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father. We thank you for movement, Lord Father. We thank you for freeing up those muscles right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for lining up that spine right now in the name of Jesus. See the blood covering today, Lord Father. See the blood covering today, Lord Father. Father, we know that in that blood, Lord Father, that there is healing, Lord. And in that blood, there is protection, Lord. In that blood, Lord Father, there is covering right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. See the blood today, Lord. See the blood today, Lord, as we hold this prayer list, Lord Father, before you, Lord, and all others that are holding their prayer lists before you, Lord. Heavenly Father, see the blood covering, O God. Hear the cries of your people, O Lord, as they cry out, Lord Father, for others, Lord, interceding for others other than themselves, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord. We glorify and magnify you, O God, for just hearing, Lord Father, and answering prayers right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, Lord, and we cancel every and any assignment, O God, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, Lord Father, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch hearts and touch minds today, Lord Father. Father, touch their ears right now, Lord Father, that they may break the chains off their minds right now, Lord. Take you out of the box right now and know, Lord Father, that you can do all things, Lord Father. You are the God that created thee, and there is nothing too hard for you, Lord. Father, unstop that deaf ear right now, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for them hearing your voice, Lord Father. Father, hearing your voice today, Lord Father, and decide to follow it, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for that heart, O God, that will receive, Lord Father, the word from you, Lord Father. Father, that they may able, Lord Father, to sustain in the day, Lord Father. Father, I give you honor, I give you glory, and I give you praise, Lord Father. Touch our listeners right now, O God. You know what they're in need of, Lord. Father, some, Lord Father, in need of your peace right now, Lord Father, for their minds are in turmoil, Lord Father. And we speak peace to them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, see the blood covering their minds right now, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, for that touch that they need, Lord. And Father, we cancel that assignment of the enemy right now, Lord Father, of that person, Lord Father, attempting suicide, and we render that assignment null and
void right now in the name of Jesus. See the blood covering right now, Lord. See the blood covering right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We speak strength, supernatural strength, Lord, to those, Lord, Father, that are feeling weak and ready to give up, Lord, Father. But we know this is no time, Lord, Father, to give up, oh God, but to press forward right now, Lord, and continue, Lord, Father, to call upon your name like never before, oh God. So touch today right now, Lord. Father, we know that you're that way maker right now, that provider, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now for making ways out of no ways for them, Lord. Bless them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heavenly Father, I hold before you my leader, Lord. Pastor George Barnes, Lord, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. Father, I thank you, I glorify and I magnify you, Lord, Father, for all that you're doing, about to do, Lord, Father, for him right now and have done, Lord, Father. Father, we ask that you continue to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate him, Lord, Father. Give him the strength, Lord, Father, that he continually needs in you. You, Lord Father, as he continue to stand flat-footed upon your word, Lord Father. Father, build that hedge of protection round about him. And when we say no weapon that is formed against him shall prosper, oh God, we thank you, Lord Father, for always being there right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you, oh God, how this broadcast, Lord Father, continue to touch, Lord Father, many nations, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for the people in those nations, Lord Father, that are receiving your word, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for the change right now, Lord. We thank you for those that are rededicating their lives, oh God, back to you, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for those, Lord Father, that are accepting you as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father. We thank you, oh God, where that it's being encouraged, Lord Father, that they can press on, Lord Father, and know, Lord Father, that you're a God that heareth thee, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I trust that you got your prayer on their time with God, whether you're sitting silently, you know, in your car, in your office, wherever you may be at this time, that you are calling on our Lord and Savior and knowing that he hears us. Amen. It's always a blessing when you can pray and intercede for others, because you know what? While you're doing that and you about God's business, God will take care of your business. He will take care of your business. Amen. Amen. Let me give you a word today. We could never learn to be brave and patient if there were only joy in the world. We could never learn to be brave and patient if there were only joy in the world. Amen, amen, amen. So did you all went ahead and text a friend and tell them, come on and listen to the broadcast today? Or maybe they're going through something and they're in need of prayer, and you would like them to be on our prayer list, you know. Go ahead, you can call, and we definitely will put them on the prayer list, not just on the prayer list, but we will continue to pray for them. That number is 347-857-3925. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, as I come before you this day, Lord Father, I ask you, O God, to decrease me, Lord Father, as you increase in me. Use me this day, Lord Father, as your vessel to bring forth the word, Lord Father. Father, whatever direction, Lord Father, that you want me to go, Lord Father, I'm open, Lord Father. Father, use me to touch your Lord Father. Father, you say, if I open my mouth, you'll speak, Lord Father. So, Father, I'm about to open my mouth, Lord Father, and let you have your way with me right now, Lord Father. Father, give the people the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word, Lord Father. Father, I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You ought to thank God today for waking you up this morning. Thank him today for the use of your limbs. Thank him today for all things. Thank him for your very bill that you didn't know where you was going to get that money from, and he made that way for you. Amen. Today, we're going to talk about temptation. Remember, yesterday we was talk about what you are resurrecting. We're going to talk about temptation today. Amen. Remember, if you have any questions, you know, you want to say something, just go ahead and press that one button on your phone. For those of you that are listening on a different device, you can go ahead and just pick up that phone and call 347-857-3925 and press the number one. Amen. The word temptation, it means the desire to do something, especially something wrong or unwise. A thing or course of action that attracts or tempts someone. The pressure to give into a desire for easy or immediate pleasure. And if you open your Bibles, yes, your Bibles, I always say, follow along with the word as it goes. That way no one can fool you on what it is that is being said. We're going to start at Genesis chapter 3, and this is the first temptation. It said, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, had God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to eat, pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And you know what happened from there. She was tempted, and what did she do? She succumbed to that temptation, and she ate of the fruit. Now, you know, sometimes we are so tempted to do something. Not all the time is good now. We're not saying that we are not tempted to do good. We are, because we have that choice to do good or bad. Remember, temptation is always there. When you come from out of the world and decide to go the way of the Lord, temptation is going to be there for you to go back into the world. It's going to be there. Temptation is always around you. When you tell your child, do not touch that stove, because if you touch that stove, you're going to get burned. It is hot. And that child sees something, looking at it and looking at it and looking at it, and they're tempted every time to touch it. Some will take heed to their mama's voice on not touching that stove. Some will go ahead and touch the stove because that temptation was so strong for them. They resisted the voice of their parents. That's how we are today. That's how we are today. We are being tempted to do things that are not of God. But are you going to listen to that still small voice? Are you going to listen to that voice that comes back and say, no, don't do that, because if you do, this is what's going to happen. Don't do it. Don't do it. Or do we just brush that off and go ahead and do it? You're driving and that voice tells you to go to the left, take this route, and you decide, no, I'm not going to listen to that. Let me just go ahead and just go there, and stuff happens. God there for us. If we allow him to be there for us, he do not go against our will. Throughout the Bible, you see temptation throughout the Bible. But that was the first temptation, the first. And when we go over into Matthew, from the fourth chapter, let's begin at the first verse, because, you know, God sent his only begotten son, to die for us. He walked this earth with sin. He walked this earth without sin. He showed us what we can do. So let's start at the first verse. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple
and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, get him up into an exceeding high mountain and show him all the kingdom of the world and the glory of men, glory of them. And he saith unto him, All these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Let me tell you, and that was Jesus. Who are we? Who are we? Satan is the chief agent in temptation. That's what he is. He dispatches his little imp. Temptation. God will never tempt you to do anything wicked, evil, bad to someone. Never. He will never tempt you to do that. Never. So when people talk about, say, God told me, no, God didn't tell you to go out there, kill no one. God didn't tell you to go out there to rob no one, harm no one. You know, God didn't tell you to do none of that. You may be talking about your God, but not the creator of this world. Temptation. When we're in the world, we do what worldly people, we live any kind of way. We could care less. But when you're serving the kingdom of God, you change and you come over. You come into the kingdom. Remember, we just came through the Holy Week. We had Resurrection Sunday. So we are allowing the greater one to rise up within us. When we accepted him as our Lord and Savior, you're going to be tempted to go back and do the things that you used to do. Hear what I said? Used to do. But when you begin to spend quality time with God, you could start off 5 minutes just reading a chapter or just even talking with God. Be tempted to do that. Set a time. Create a place in your home. You could be walking about doing your chores, you know, and having that conversation with God. Praying. That's what I'm talking about. Praying, because that's what prayer is. A conversation with God. Be tempted today to do that. And I'm going to say one thing. If you have led someone to Christ, they are your friend, maybe a family member, check on them. They're a babe. And they're still in that
place where, you know, they're learning. They don't have the faith that you have. But with you praying for them, with you checking on them, with you encouraging them, they'll be more tempted to stay in that faith than go back out into the world. And you will notice here, you know, maybe that person is going through something in their home, or struggling or battling with something in their mind, and may not be ready to talk to you about it. Pray for them, because it's a battle that is going on in their mind, because now they came out of the world. They came out of the world. So you know what? You know where the fight is. The fight is in the mind. And trust me, people, it is real. It's real. The fight is real. And as you begin to spend time reading the Bible and ask God for that wisdom, that knowledge, that understanding of what it is that you're reading. When you are going through something, or that person is going through something, you are able to fight the enemy with the word of God, because that scripture is going to rise up. It's going to rise up to help you to battle the enemy. It helps you to battle the enemy. What is the sword? The sword is the word of the Lord that he has given us to read. He gave it to us, and a lot of us don't want to read the word. And so when the enemy comes in like a flood, he will lift up that standard against them. Can we believe? And when we're going through, or we just want to, you know, do it ourselves, we can't do it ourselves. Until we come into that knowledge, until we come into that understanding, true battle that we are fighting, we're going to continually lose. Be tempted today to pick up your Bible and read. Be tempted. No one is exempt. No one. In 1 Corinthians 10, starting at verse 12, it said, "Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. There had no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." God is a just God. He is just. He is merciful. Even when you are tempted and you speak that word, he got you. But stand. Stand with that power and that authority that God has given you. He gives you that power. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with the power that he gave you? He went through the temptation, and he
speak the word of God. Remember, we speak about the power of your word creates. God created the world by speaking it into existence. He gave us that power and that authority. In Luke 10 and 19, it says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Nothing. When we say no weapons that is formed against you shall prosper, that's what the word said. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. He never said it wasn't going to form, but it will not prosper. But speaking the word with that power and that authority, speaking it. So today, when you lead someone to Christ, check on them, pray with them, pray for them, because they are going to be tempted to go back and do the things that they feel comfortable doing. They are not where you are. And you should look back and remember when you first came into Christ. The temptation is still there. That's why I say when you accept the Lord and Savior into your life, you go to church and you begin to learn. You need to be delivered from those things as well. And know that they're going to be right there, round about you. Right there. Whatever it is, I tell you, I thank God, because you know what? Before I come in, as everybody that said before BC, before Christ, I used to curse a lot. And I asked God to take that away from me. This before I even accepted God in my life. And I asked him, take that away from me. I want to be baptized. I want to learn more about you. I'm having this conversation with God. I know about God, but I didn't accept him in my life. I was still out there in the world doing what, you know, I want to do. And slowly, as the days and months go by, I stopped cursing. But the thing about it, I did not realize nor pay attention to it. It took me a whole year to realize the way people around me would watch me, because you know how it is when, you know, you talk and you get excited and, you know, those words come out of your mouth, and I would just look like, really? And they stop and they would say, "I'm sorry, I apologize for cursing." I'm saying this to tell you, people will put you in a place if you allow them to make you go back to do the things that you used to do. But are you going to be tempted to do God's will, or are you going to be tempted to do the devil's will? Because his will for you is for you to come back to his world. There we go again. There is a choice that you have to make. So
I was tempted, because you would be in situations, I was tempted to lay people out, tempted, because you take and you take and you take, and then you know what, man, I'm a customer doing this, and when I do this, people are going to leave you alone. I'm telling you, people, temptation is real. The tempter is real. He is real. You hear me say? Satan is the chief agent in temptation to do wrong, evil against someone. So when you say, oh, I was tempted to just knock this person out, but guess what? That voice tells you, no. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. The word is going to come back to you. When you're being tempted, you see, when Satan tempted Jesus, you see what he did. He used the word of his father. That's what he did. And it plays there for us to do the same thing, to use the word, our weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty, pulling down of strongholds. Speak the word. They say if you resist the enemy, he will flee. But do we want to resist the enemy, or do we want to succumb to the enemy and say, well, that person made me do it, so that's why I cuss them out. That's why I shoot them. That's why I did that. That's why I, no. Those are choices that you made. You made that choice to do that. Because when you stand before your Lord and Savior, and he begin and he open them books and he tell you and show you all that you, what are you going to say? Well, God, they made me do it? No. No. You're your own person. You ain't nobody going to make you do nothing. The things you used to do, you do no more. The things you used to do, you do no more. Do we slip up? Yes, we do. Because none of us is perfect. Because the perfect one came. He came and he coming back. And he show us when he came the way to go. But the flesh is a mess. And the flesh has to die daily. The mind has to be retrained. It has to be retrained. Are we tempted to get up and read the Bible? Are we tempted to at least learn a chapter, a scripture, a verse, anything that will help us throughout the day and help someone else and show them, listen, you don't have to go this route. This is the way to go. Show them that you cannot fight a fight in the spirit with natural tactics. You can't. You can't. When you try to do that, the enemy is getting the victory. Why? Because you think by you, you know, beating on someone or, you know, belittling them or whatever, you think that's something good. But the enemy is the one that is rejoicing and saying, yes, they're doing what we want them to be. And we as a Christian body, a follower of Christ, instead of we stand up and teach our brothers and sisters the way that we are to fight spirit other than talking about someone. I've been to churches where, you know, they have their own cliques. I have been in the midst of some leaders when I went to some churches and see how they talk about someone else's ministry. And I'm like, wow. Wow. Why not, as you, as leaders, your flock are the ones that are looking to you to lead them. Lead them when they're tempted to do something outside the will of God. Lead them to do the will of God. Teach them how to do the will of God. But when you hear talk about another church, they don't have this, or look at them. And I'm like, and you're a leader. And I used to, you know, go to Apostle Porter, and because it used to bother me. Are you going places and you see, you know, man and woman of God, and I'm not saying all of them, because God still has his true man and woman of God here leading his people. What are you teaching your congregation? What are you teaching your flock? Because you know what? That flock will take on the spirit of the leader. That's what they do. They take on that spirit of the leader. I tell you all, we are spirit beings first. Don't mind this flesh here. We are spirit beings first. Everything happened in the spirit world. We walk amongst two worlds. You have the natural and the spirit. Which one are you tempted to strive to be more like? Which one? He give us the word to fight against our enemies. He gave it to us. In Ephesians 6, when he said, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Do you all think that you're exempt? Spiritual battle. And we are to help our brothers and sisters in Christ, especially when they're babes. Okay? They are learning. Yes, they heard the word. They heard the word. You hear to say, we have hearers, but just not be hearers, but doers of the word as well. Some of us just hear the word. We don't receive the word, because if you receive the word, you're going to be doers of the word as well. That's what it says. Let your words and your actions be as one. You have leaders that speak one way but live another way. Again, and the flock is watching them. So it's like, oh, well, you know, it's okay for my leader to do that. I can do the same thing too. See, it's not lukewarm. Warm or cold, hot or cold.
We're either all in or all out. And people, we are going to mess up. But we strive to do the right thing. We strive to do the right thing. And when we mess up, be not afraid nor ashamed to go before God and ask for forgiveness. Because we are the followers of Christ. We are the church. We are the church. And the world is looking at us. Your family is looking at you. Your children is looking at you. How can you tell your child not to do something because it's wrong and you're doing it? And you are doing it. You tell them not to use profanity. And here it is, what do? The very profanity that you're telling them not to use is what you're using, not just on them, but when you're in the midst of others, that's what you're doing. People, we serve an awesome God. He's merciful. He's loving. He's forgiving. He's long-suffering. He's a God of many chances. Today, begin a change of mindset. Break the chains off your mind today, allowing the enemy to use you. And when you recognize the tactics of the enemy, you shut it down because you got that power and that authority to do that. You got it. Trust me, you might lose friends. You might gain, but I always know that you have more fighting for you than against you. Psalms 23, man, when you're going through and you know no other scripture, read. Read Psalms 23. That covers so much ground. So much. When I first came into this ministry, let me tell you, I was told, I don't care if it's just a 23rd Psalm, you know, you walk around your house and you say the 23rd Psalm. You walk around your house and say the 23rd Psalm and take back your house in turmoil. Now you're getting strong enough. Now I learn that I can go, I can read the word and speak that word with power and authority. I learn. So when you draw in others into Christ and out of the world, let them know that, yes, temptation is always going to be round about them. Because let me tell you, whatever you've been delivered from, it's going to be right there, right there, waiting for that little crack in the foundation for it to come in. And you know how that snake don't have no bones? Their bones are soft. You know, all those little creepy thingies that, you know, could just get up on the things. Well, let me tell you, all the enemy need is just a little crack in the foundation. It's right there. That's why when we say we all were brothers and sisters keepers, we ought to be right there. Lord, help me to be sensitive in the spirit. You know, you pick up. pray, intercede, call, check on that person. Call and check on that person. And as I say call and check on that person, I don't know why just now it's like my mind went on the elderly people just now. We don't call. We don't go and check on them. There was once upon a time that strong foundation, and now that foundation needs help. That foundation needs help right there. And instead of we go and we, you know, see what it is that needs to be, you know, fixed. You know, that foundation might have a crack somewhere in it, so you have to go and get it, you know, fixed and make shift. You have to do whatever. But we don't do that. We leave them there to fend for themselves. We leave them there to fend for themselves. Forgetting that you're going to get there one day. You might not even get to their age. These days you don't have to be elderly. You could get in an accident and something happens that you can't do the things that you used to do anymore. You're going to need that help. And that's what we are to be, a help to someone else. Be tempted to help someone. Someone going through, be tempted to help, not talk. And when I say talk, I mean talk about them. Be tempted to help. Be tempted to be that listening in. Be tempted to pray for them. Be tempted to show them. Listen. God still loves you. Encourage them. Be tempted to do that. Not tear them down. Be tempted to keep that new man on and not take that new man off and bring back that old man. Be tempted to walk and stay in the light. And not walk in darkness. This world is a cruel, cruel world. It's cruel. The devil don't care who he uses. Our life is shaped by our thoughts. So when you're tempted, you say, submit yourself, James 4:7, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. He will flee from you. The mind is powerful. The mind is powerful. Information into the computer. So you know what? When you read your Bible, you're putting that information. You're putting that information into your mind. You're putting that information into the spirit. Your spirit man is being built up when you're reading the Word of God. Being built up. Because now you're downloading that information in you, that you're able to download it in someone else and show them where they can go to download that information.
You hear me, sir? No man is your enemy. Every man is your teacher. Because they teach you. They teach you how to fight. Fight in the spirit. That's what I'm talking about. Because they're going to come against you. And you're going to use the word. And you're going to make peace. Be still. Because you're speaking that word with the power and the authority that God gives you. He gives you that power and that authority. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with it? Are you allowing the enemy to just go ahead and just have his way? You are no different if you continue to think and act the same way that your enemy is operating. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18, in that he himself had suffered being tempted, he is able to secure them that are tempted. Who are they talking about? God? Jesus was tempted? He was tempted, and he showed us. He showed us what to do when we're being tempted. He speak the word of his Father. Can you speak the word of your Father? Can you speak the word of your Father? With that power and that authority, can you? Let's ask ourselves that question. You know, just like how you get mad and you're ready to cuss and throw down when somebody tells you something. Guess what? When the enemy that is using them, because, again, spirit being. Spirit being. So guess what? You now learn that you just can't pick up a bat or whatever and beat that person. Beat them with the words. Beat them with the words. Stand on the power. They don't even have to know that's what it is that you're doing. They don't. Get out of self and get more into God. Allow him to use you. He created us. He knows what we're capable of doing. We always like, Lord, I want this. Lord, I need this. He know all what we need and all that we want. But have we ever stopped and say, Lord, use me this day. Use me this day to draw others into your kingdom. Use this vessel. Thank God for using me. I thank God for being mindful of me. I thank God that I can come and have conversation with him. Not just for myself, but for others. I thank God that when I'm tempted to lay someone out, I remember who I serve and who I belong to. And remember, those that call themselves your enemies, in order for God to touch them, they have to touch you. Because they're going to bring judgment on their own selves. It's not what we want for them, because, you know, we want God to lay them out the way how they lay us out, but God laying out is better than ours. He said, vengeance is his. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. And I tell everybody, I am one of his anointed. You decree it and you declare it. He said he will fight against those that fight against you. We have more fighting for us than against us. You remember the prophet and his servant when he prayed that God open his eyes, that he see that he have more fighting with them than against them? And when he say open the eyes, open your eyes to that other world right there, that spiritual world that we are blinded to. But God can give you the sight if you ask for it. If you ask for it. You know, people, this world is in a mess. A mess that we as humans created because we wanted to serve other gods. We wanted to be in that power. I know you hear the saying, everybody want to be chief, nobody want to be no Indian, because everybody know better and know more than somebody else. That is true. But you feel you know it all, and you don't. So today, encourage somebody today. You don't have to know the situation that they are going through. But you know that the demeanor of that person is not how they are. And they're going through something. It could even be your enemies. Say, pray for your enemies. Can you do that? You see them, you know, hurt. You know something going on. Pray for them. Be tempted to pray for them. This world needs much prayer than going through. They may not say what they're going through, but pray for them. Pray for them. Ask God to use you. That smile alone could make somebody's day. They may be looking for a sign, praying to God and looking for a sign, and you could be that sign today. Always be that willing vessel today. Even when we mess up, we can go to our Father and ask for forgiveness. He is a merciful, loving, and forgiving God. That's what he is. Are we? Are we forgiven? When someone asks for forgiveness, do we forgive them? Read the word. The word is about to be taken away from this Bible. Is about to be taken away. How much of this word do you have in you? How much? You could tell me, and you can say it, and it's okay, that, oh, she's crazy saying the Bible going to be taken away. You're going to learn. The Bible is going to be taken away from you. Do you have enough word in you to keep you and sustain you? Because if you think you're in evil days, be prepared.
just like we prepare for a hurricane, a storm, and all of that. You have those, you know, those shelters you go into for tornadoes and all of that. Be prepared, people. Not just naturally. For natural disasters, people. But be prepared spiritually. Prepared spiritually. Teach your children's children. Teach those around you, whether they be strangers or not. Teach them. Show them. Eat the word. Is going to be taken away, people. It's going to be taken away. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just thank God for the word today. I'm trusting that something was said today that made you want to change your mindset, make you want to run for God more than ever before, to know who we belong to and who we are. And take our rightful place and not be moved, but stand flat-footed upon the word of God, because that's one thing that would never be moved is the word of God. So stand today in God. If you're not in him, you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, wherever you may be right now, you can repent. Ask God for forgiveness of your sins and accept him in your heart. Accept him in your heart today as your Lord and Savior, the safest place to be is in him. Don't fear the one, as the word say, that flesh, but fear the one that can kill both flesh and soul. Man don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. Do the will of God today. Be tempted today to do that and to encourage others. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning and would like to hear this broadcast again, you can tune in to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit, or you can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and click on that link. We have some awesome men and women of God that continually come on this broadcast and give what thus say the Lord that encourages others. So tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. Again, that's 347-857-3925. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. And that calling number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Again, that's 712-832-7144. Code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Sunday at 1 p.m., we have our Facebook live service
I tell you, it's some awesome listening. That's every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But this Sunday, we will not have Facebook Live, but you can still tune in on that conference line. Yes. That number again is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Every Tuesday night, we have Bible Talk, and that call-in number, again, is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. That's every Tuesday night, p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today is Thursday, and you know, we have an awesome woman of God, Pastor Diana Dungy, also, that have her radio broadcast, Fate is No Accident, and that is also some awesome listening. Like I say, we are our brothers and sisters' keepers, and it's no one person that has the word or have something to share. So at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, go ahead and check out her broadcast, and that number is 516-387-1609. That's 516-387-1609. It is some awesome listening. I have to say, I thank God that I can call upon her and she has no problem helping me out. So you know what? Be that helper to someone today. Till then, you be blessed.
Let God, oh, let go and let God. and my world.